Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Klal Vav, where the Chayodim talks about the lachos of Kiddush. But before he talks about the lachos of Kiddush, he talks about the tension between davening Maariv, starting the Suda, Kriya Shema, etc. So he talks about the idea of davening Maariv early, as opposed to davening Maariv Bizman, which would be after Tetzach Chabim, and now you're going to have this conflict with starting Kriya Shema. A person is not allowed to start a Suda within 1.5 hour to the time where one must say Kriya Shema. So if there's one Kriya Shema that night, the Tzeitzah Chachavim is at 7:30. From 7 o'clock onwards, a person cannot start a meal. So he makes early Shabbos, he comes home, and it's 6:55, and he doesn't start Kiddush until 7:05. We say, sir, I'm sorry, you can't do that. It's too close to the Zman. But he says, the person is very hungry, so he doesn't want to wait till 7:30, say Shema, and then start the meal. It's a long wait. So what should he do? So he's allowed to start during that time, because he already said Kriya Shema, he davened Maariv. Now the question is that Kriya Shema, which was Mivod Yom, it was early, you weren't yotze with it, so what does it help me that he said Kriya Shema Mibodya before in the basic analysis? So what the Chayyim is referring to is the following. Most Rishonim assume, even though Rabbi Yehuda holds that a person can daven Maariv from Plaga Mincha and onwards, which is what we're relying on over here, that's the halacha that it's considered the Erev of the following day. It's already towards Erev of the following day. But Kriya Shema is totally in B'shoch B'chov Kamecha, when one goes to sleep. People aren't saying, well, since according to Yehuda, it is considered nightfall. It's nighttime already. It's Arab already. Therefore, it's dark outside and I have to go to sleep. It's quite light outside and there's no reason a person should stop working. So it's not Zman Shechiva. Kriya Shema depends on Zman Shechiva. So one will not be Yotze Kriya Shema, according to Yehuda, if a person said Kriya Shema during this, from Plaga Mincha onwards. However, the Red Hotam, Tosis in the beginning of Brachas, quotes that he says, that according to Yehuda, your Yotzer Kriya Shema that you say from Plaga Mincha onwards. It means according to this, we have at least one opinion which says that he was Yotzer Kriya Shema. He said Kriya Shema by second essence. Now, we do not rely on that halacha l'maisa totally. We tell the person he has to say Kriya Shema again because almost everybody disagrees with the Rebbeinu Tam, and even it's not clearly passed on to Yehuda. So, two strikes, but Chayyim says the guy with the Issur Rabbanan, the one cannot start a meal when one is in proximity to the Zman of Kriya Shema within a half an hour. That is Issur Rabbanan. You can say, well, according to this pshat, I was here to Shema, so there's no reason why I can't start my meal. So the situation of a person is hungry, and it's inappropriate on Shabbos that a person should be hungry and not eating. That's the opposite of owning Shabbos. So it's not appropriate to push off. That situation, the guy with the Issur Rabbanan, the Chayyim says, well, we're stuck on that opinion, that one was Yotze Shema already, and therefore, there's no problem with him starting his meal. In any other scenario, though, however, what person should be makbid? So a person not so hungry, he's not in a big rush, he should wait. Let's say a person has guests, especially if a guest which are hungry, guests which are aniyim. So the Chabad Chaim says, you don't want a case with guests which are aniyim, and you hesitate, you do not serve them right away. You might be over an issur. The Torah says when you have an oni and you don't feed them, you're not giving them, you're being kaivet through yad, you're closing your hand for them, even though eventually you give to them. But the meanwhile, you're not taking care of their needs. So now you're dealing with this potential derisive. So that would be equivalent to what he's saying over here, that it's the Torah of Lechol, we're Samech, that one can start the meal under those circumstances. Simon Beis, the Chayyim says, im hiskol lechol mibodim. So in this scenario which we're saying, we a person followed, so he started the meal, and he ate the meal when it was still light up. So we're giving it a dinner to Sefer Shabbos. Karni B'Hud, it's considered the Erev, it's already this man of the nighttime. So one would theoretically be yet to the Suda Shabbos at that point in time. But he says that even though the person ate the meal then, and arguably he was used to the Chiyuv Seder Shabbos that he ate while it was still light in Erev Shabbos, because he made early Shabbos. But it's appropriate to eat a kazayas during that meal, eat another kazayas after, when it's Vaday night time, after the nightfall, Tzitzuk HaChapim. Kedei Shiyu, called Gimasudas, B'Shabbos Atzma. Because this way, the meal is taking place on actual Shabbos, not on the day before Shabbos. The Pesach says you have to eat it on this day specifically. So that's the chumrah that the Taz says, that the Magen Rambam disagrees with him. So he says that in a case of a person is not possible to do that, so the person wants to finish their meal before a nightfall. They're not feeling well. They want to make kiddush, eat a small meal, and then go to bed. And this is all taking place before the tzeitzah kachavim. So he says you can do that. Even the person is continuing the meal, he's limited in the amount of intake of grains that he's supposed to have. So he doesn't want to eat another kazayas. You have junta hate. You can do it me by jarmi. Kima the chashin alayla, because the kabimani alachos, we consider the status of Shabbos. So maybe, arguably, the person is being mekayim having the surah on Shabbos. Not like the Taz is saying, that's the opinion of the Magen Rambam, that one would be yotz in that situation. Have a good day.